A. In 2019, President Julius Maada Bio of Sierra Leone declared a national emergency over rape and sexual violence, aiming to address the escalating crisis. However, 5 years later, investigates whether survivors of these attacks are receiving the justice they deserve. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. A warning: this article contains details that some readers may find distressing. In the city of McKinney, located 3 hours east of Sierra Leone's capital, Freetown, a young mother, identified as Anita, not her real name, recounts a harrowing incident from June 2023. She discovered her toddler with blood-soaked clothing, indicating she had been assaulted. Despite reporting the crime to the police, the alleged perpetrator remains at large, leaving Anita frustrated and seeking justice for her child. President Maada Bio's declaration of a state of emergency in 2019 followed widespread protests, sparked by the brutal rape of a 5-year-old girl. This move allowed the government to allocate resources to combat sexual violence and enact stricter penalties for offenders. While reported cases of sexual violence have decreased by nearly 17% since 2018, challenges persist in ensuring that survivors receive justice. The Rainbow Initiative, a national charity supporting survivors of sexual violence, highlights the low percentage of cases that progress to the High Court, indicating systemic obstacles in the legal process. Limited resources, including inadequate transportation for law enforcement, hinder the timely arrest of suspects and delay court proceedings. Furthermore, bureaucratic hurdles, such as the requirement for the Attorney General to personally sign indictments for sexual offences, contribute to delays in prosecuting perpetrators. While Information Minister Chinaba acknowledges the need for improvement, he emphasizes the government's commitment to reform. Despite legislative and procedural reforms, challenges persist in holding perpetrators accountable and providing closure to survivors like Anita. With her child's assailant still at large, Anita's plea for justice underscores the urgent need for systemic change to address sexual violence in Sierra Leone. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.